All right. Well, good to see y'all this evening, and those of us online. And we're going to start off by singing "More Precious Than Silver." You can stand if you can. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. fall and thought of me above all. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts us rise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell. How the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. Free from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Amen. I might have messed that one up a little bit. Praise the Lord. Anybody have a pick of him this evening? Well, I'm glad. Make a joyful noise sometimes. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? 786. Count your blessings. That's a good one. When upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others this evening? All right. Praise the Lord.
Count your blessings, amen. Amen. Let's see here. I don't know. I know who you're talking about. Assembly of God, Pentecostal. Yeah.
Plays the piano and everything.
What's that brother's name?
Can we do that verse one?
Jimmy Swagger.
Yeah, Jimmy's
one. More time.
One more time.
One more time. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy Swagger's still living.
Yeah.
He's still living.
Yeah,
still
he's
going.
Hanging in there, man. Still preaching and playing.
Still preaching, still playing, still doing it. All right, all right. Well, what do we got for praises tonight? Anybody? Hallelujah.
And they are kind of acting like a flock.
Okay.
So I'm not having to take care of three sets. It's just one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that sounds like not much, but oh, my gosh, it was a full-time job. It was just...
Chickens in the house.
Chickens are out of the house.
Babies.
The chickens have flown the coop.
Yes.
They go to the coop at night on their own. They come out in the morning. It's...
All right.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Amen. We can praise the Lord tonight for that AC.
Amen.
Because it is right now 105 outside.
Yeah.
And you could start praying for rain.
I've been praying for rain.
Oh, we, oh my. Here we go, Ron Wade's got a praise.
Ron Wade's got a praise.
Yeah, just want to praise God that this morning that we had 5 Sunday school classes.
Wow.
You know, I had some boys in the class. Miss Alita had some poor kids. Miss Loopy had hers, and then the two adult classes. And in James's room, there was like 15 or 16 people in there today.
Wow, what was the total number for Sunday school?
We didn't total it up.
All right, amen. Well, that's good.
I want to see everyone in Sunday school.
Amen. 5 Sunday school classes today. That's great.
That's great.
Amen.
Amen. All right, praying for rain. Anybody else got any other praises? All right, Vince has got one in the back there.
Good crowd, good service, good message today.
All right. Good crowd. Good what? Good crowd. Good what? Good.
Good service and good message.
All right. Good service.
Now you ask, what was the message about today?
Good message.
Colossians and John.
Yeah, amen. Colossians and John. All right. What else? Any other praises?
Praise the Lord for our new members today joining up. Yeah,
Aubrey. Her granddaughter, Aubrey. Aubrey.
Her name is Patty. Patty, right?
Patty Gloyd.
Yeah, Patty.
Patty Gloyd.
Yeah.
Are we doing that Sunday? Okay. If somebody, Miss Alita, will you text me her number? Take a picture of that card and send it to me. Something. I'll call her this week. Set it up. All right, new members, candidate for baptism. Candidate. Oh, okay. Oh, you've not talked to her yet? Oh. Oh, okay. She's there? Okay.
I feel like she may need a little bit more.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay, I'll talk to her. I'll talk to her. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Right. That's good. Yeah, I will do it. I will do it. Thank you for that. Amen. All right. Well, those are good praises. Anybody got any other praises?
Yeah, I got one. Praise the Lord. I got hope over that vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
Had it all day Saturday. Oh, man, it was bad.
Yeah.
And this morning, started to make Sunday school, but I went in to shave, and boy, I got dizzy again. I thought, oh, no, here we go again. You know, but I feel a lot better now.
Oh, amen.
And just praise the Lord on that. I mean, I hope nobody ever gets that stuff.
You going to the doctor with it?
No, I've never gone to the doctor. This is the worst I've ever had it. I get it every once in a while at work even. I just sit down and chill out, you know, and let the dizziness go away. But it didn't go away this time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Couldn't turn my head to the right or the left without the dang whole building
swimming. Ooh, mercy. That's rough.
Yeah.
All right. So the vertigo's over for now.
Right now it's over. Amen. Thank you. It's under control, yeah.
Under control. All right. Very good. All right. Prayer requests, praying for rain, praying for cooler temperatures. All right. What else? Yes.
We want to come to Sunday school, but we can't ever seem to make it because I have insomnia. So praying for some way that I can sleep on Saturday night so we can get up and get here.
Amen.
Okay.
Pray for you to come make it Sunday school. It's going to be on our prayer list in Sunday school, okay? Amen. We got a prayer for Sunday school. Amen. Pray. There you go.
That's what got me to come. Regular.
All right. Jennifer. Yes.
I'm dealing with off and on with congestion just in my chest. It makes my chest hurt, and I haven't been to the doctor yet, but I've been doing my natural remedies, and really they have been working for my essential oils, but it just keeps coming back. So like it's back now, but just pray that I can figure out what's going on. And then I would have the willingness to go to the doctor if I need to.
All right. Very good. You're not very willing, huh?
I just don't. I mean, I believe in the natural if I can do it. I just need to be regular with it. But there is something going around. My granddaughter, let's pray for her, Gwyneth, because she was, my daughter Celeste and Gwynny were coming this morning also, but Gwynny woke up wanting to throw up and fever, congestion. So there is probably something going around. I don't know what it is. But Chad and Audrey came this morning, which I was very thankful to Sunday school.
Yeah.
I think that was their first time. And so it was a blessing.
Amen. Right. All right, got a prayer request back there. Go for it.
Yep, from Sharon Heibarger. Pray for Mom. Her tummy is not feeling good. Pray for Kinsey and her family for healing and restoration. And pray for Justin's legs to continue to heal.
Oh, my. Okay. Stomach. Kenny's family. Restoration. And then that third one was Justin's legs.
Yeah, Justin's legs to continue to heal.
All right, Justin's legs. Heal up. All right, thank you, brother.
Okay. I'm sure you got Ronnie Vackler on there and Ronnie Holman. And John Thornhill.
Huh? Robert and Colin. Okay, Ronnie's. Yeah. Okay, John.
Shut-ins.
Baker kids.
Pray for Jessica. Okay.
What's the request for Jessica? Yeah.
Amen. She finished.
So she needs to finish up or get a direction in life.
Amen.
Have you told her that?
Oh yeah.
You've been honest with her.
Well, she's autistic.
Yeah.
She's got chronic severe depression.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she seems to be
tall. Amen. Very good. All right, Baker kids, John, Ronnie's, the shut-ins. What else? What else? Anything else?
My mom. Put my mother on there, Brother Lee.
All right. Jeanette?
Yes, sir.
What's going on with
Jeanette? Well, just her, you know, being kind of depressed, lonely. You know, you go in them, she goes up and down with them stages. We try to get there every weekend, but some weekends we can't make it. You know, everybody's going in all kind of directions, and that weekend is she really downs out.
Yeah, right.
Gets down and out.
Yeah. Amen. Very good. All right. Anything else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? All right, our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can gather in your name tonight. We thank you for the blessings of life, Lord. We are so blessed that we have a cool place to sing these praises to you, Lord, and just celebrate the Word and get into the Word tonight. So thankful for this air conditioning, Lord. We pray for those that are without it and are struggling in this heat. Lord, we pray a special prayer of protection and hedge of protection around these people that are without air conditioning. We pray they'd make it to the cooling centers. And Lord, we pray this whole heat wave would just about be ready to wind up. And Lord, you start bringing some rain this way. We hope we get some on Tuesday. We know the rain chance is there, but it's a low one. So Lord, we pray you just shock everybody and send a good old wave of that Gulf moisture up this way. And just water the old earth for a little bit. That'd be awesome and great. Lord, we do praise you that we got the chickens out of the house and on their way and acting like a flock. And Lord, we thank you that we've been able to see that through. And Lord, going to be producing some eggs here before too long. So we just praise you for that. Lord, we thank you for the 5 Sunday school classes today. That's a huge blessing, and we just are overjoyed about that. So, Lord, we give you praise and glory for that. Lord, we thank you for the good crowd today, the many visitors. We thank you for your word this morning. Lord, thank you for how you use that word to touch us and bring about real change in our lives. So, Lord, we just lift that up to you as a praise. We praise you for these new members this morning. And, Lord, we pray that, Lord, they would really fit in here and really find an area to serve in and just get on down the road with it. So we just praise you and thank you for that. We pray that we'd get to see more of that. That, Lord, you would build a legacy here, or just a church that would continue on for the next 50 to 100 years if you so decide to tarry that long. So, Lord, we just lift that up to you tonight, praising you and thanking you. We praise you that James's vertigo is over for the time being. And, Lord, we just pray you give him wisdom and discernment about that and what he needs to do about it. But we're thankful that he's not struggling with that right now, right here. Lord, as we think about these prayer requests, we pray for Jennifer and John as they think about trying to come to Sunday school. We pray that you would help Jennifer with that sleeping issue on Saturday night, Lord, the insomnia and just not being able to get to bed on Saturday night. We just pray you help her with that. Help her get some good rest on Saturday night to make it on Sunday morning. Lord, we lift up Loopy to you, and we're praying for her congestion. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct her, help her figure out what she needs to do about this situation. And Lord, if she needs to see a doctor, we pray you'd make that evident to her. If the natural cures and Lord, the homeopathic things are going to do it, we just pray they would do it and get her past it and get her over it. But we lift that situation up to you tonight. Lord, we pray for the sickness that's going around. We know that COVID's taking a little tick upward here in this summer heat and everything going on. And so, Lord, we pray for that. We pray for your protection. We also pray for this stomach bug ping-ponging around as school has started back and all kinds of germs are getting mixed together at school and brought home. So, Lord, we're just praying for that situation. Lord, we lift up Sharon Heiberger's request. We pray for Miss Bicky. And, Lord, we pray for her stomach, her gastro situation right now. Pray that you'd calm that down, give her peace, and just help her get through that, Lord. And we pray for Kenzie. And, Lord, we pray in for her family and that you would restore that family back together. And then, Lord, we lift up old Justin. We pray for his shin splints and these issues he's got going on with his lower legs. We pray that you'd continue to heal that. And, Lord, just bring him back together in that part of his body. We lift up old Ronnie Holman to you tonight, Lord, and we're praying that you would cure him of this cancer that he's been struggling with for so many years. And, Lord, just touch his body and remove that cancer from him. Just do a miracle in his life, in his body. So, Lord, we lift that up to you. And then we pray for Ronnie Vaculik, Lord. We pray for his health and all the many challenges that he has, Lord. We pray that you would touch his body as well. And bring healing to him, and Lord, just help him see him through. And then, Lord, as we think about John, we pray for his back. We pray you might give him strength there in that part of his body, and Lord, take the soreness away, and Lord, just align those vertebrae up so they're not causing any pain on any nerve. We just pray that you would help him in that part of his body tonight. And then, Lord, we lift up Loopy's kids to you. We pray for the Baker kids that have gone astray. We pray you draw them back to your side, draw them back to your church. Help them repent, Lord, and help them come back. We pray for Robert and Colin. We're praying for their salvation. So, Lord, we pray you save them in a mighty way. Lord, we know you want to save them. We know they need to be saved. So, Lord, we just pray you touch them, put them in a situation, put them in a circumstance that, Lord, they'd have to come to that conclusion, bend the knee and confess the tongue that you are their Savior and their Lord. So we're lifting Robert and Colin up to you tonight. We pray for Jessica tonight, Jennifer and John's daughter. And we're praying, Lord, you would help her figure out when she needs to get back in school. And Lord, if she's not going to finish that degree, Lord, just help her, give her some kind of career path. Lord, something that she can do and be happy doing. And so, Lord, we just lift Jessica up to you tonight. Pray you help her. Help her figure it out. Give her wisdom. Give her discernment. Give her direction. And Lord, we pray you'd see her through in that part of her life. Lift up our shut-ins to you tonight. Lord, we're thankful that some of them are with us online. We know the service is a blessing to them. We praise you and thank you for that. And Lord, just knowing that they're online with us blesses us and encourages us. And so, Lord, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for their prayers. Lord, we pray you keep them safe, you keep them healthy. You just watch over them and help them. We lift up James's mother to you tonight. And Lord, we pray for Jeanette. And Lord, sometimes we just can't get there and see our loved ones and make contact with them and lay eyes on them, Lord. And sometimes that just causes some hurt and some bad feelings. So Lord, we just pray you help Miss Jeanette get over that. And Lord, help her know that sometimes a phone call is all we can do. And we'll try to get by there the following week. So Lord, we pray that would go by the wayside, that kind of anxiety or that kind of pressure, Lord. Jeanette, be able to look forward to next weekend, seeing her son and her daughter-in-law and other family members. And Lord, as we think about my mother, we just pray you continue to heal her body, get her over her heart issue, and help her adjust to this new medication she's taken for this congestive heart failure, Lord. We just pray you give her strength, give her stamina, help her do what she needs to do, what she's got to do there at the house. So, Lord, we pray you watch over her, undergird her. Lord, we're thankful tonight we can, again, be in your word. We pray that you'd lead, guide us, and direct us. And, Lord, may we get something out of this discussion tonight about holiness. I pray we do. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. All right, if you'll take your Bibles, we'll look at Leviticus. And we're in chapter 19. And when we get there, we're going to, well, I guess we can read them now, and we'll read them again when we get there. But Leviticus 19, verse 2, and Leviticus 19, I believe it's verse 18, yeah, 19:2 says, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, notice what it says, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy, right? And then 19:18 says, you shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Notice he's got that phrase on both of those, right? I am the Lord. For I, the Lord, your God, am holy. And then 19:18 says, for I am the Lord. Now, as we finished it up on Wednesday night, we said observing that the commands of chapter 19 have different levels of applicability to the contemporary Christian. We said that is of great benefit, knowing that is of great benefit to the student of the Old Testament Scriptures. And if you're here on Wednesday night and on Sunday night, you are a student of the Old Testament Scriptures, right? Amen? You're a student. Praise the Lord. Now, as we get this understanding, this different applicability, we need to understand how we get there, right? How we know of the different levels of applicability, right? How do we know? Well, that comes down to the study of hermeneutics. What is the study of hermeneutics? It is the school of thought. It is the study of biblical interpretation. Right? Why are we a certain flavor of faith? Why are we a certain church? Why do we have Baptists on our name? Why? Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Well, when you get down to the heart of it, it's because we interpret the Bible a certain way. We take all of God's Word, right? There are some denominations that major on parts over here, parts over there. We tend to be a church that stresses all of it, right? All of God's Word. But it is the Old Testament, and we are under the new what? We're under the new covenant, right? Old covenant, we're under the new covenant, right? Praise the Lord, by Jesus' shed blood, we have a what? A new covenant, amen? We don't have to bring animals to the altar anymore. We don't have to do that, right? Jesus on the cross said it's what? Finished, right? And it is, amen? But when it comes to these Old Testament things, when interpreting the Old Testament, we said this on Wednesday night, we're going to say it again. Does the New Testament, when it comes to the Old Testament, does the New Testament what? Does it accept? Does it reject? Or does it revise the teaching of the Old Testament text? And as we go through this, we're going to see differing levels of applicability. Now, in Leviticus 19, we find commands which fit into each of these categories. We're going to look at that. We're going to see that. Now, some are carried directly over into the New Testament. Others are modified in practice, but based upon the same principle, and others seem to be totally unnecessary. Now, where we're going tonight, it's necessary. Amen? What we're going to look at tonight is very, very necessary. But it's by careful comparison of the Old Testament text to the teaching of the New Testament that these decisions of applicability can be reached. That's how we ended it Wednesday night. Just kind of as a review, kind of just get your brain to think, where have we been? What have we been talking about? That's what we've been thinking about. That's what we've been talking about. Now, as we think about what we're covering tonight, we're talking about these two primary commands, which we just got through reading, 19:2, 19:18. Our passage in chapter 19, this chapter that we're studying and that we're looking at, our passage contains these two primary commands, which we've mentioned and we've read this evening, both of which are taken back up in the New Testament. Now, as we think about these two commands, we must understand these commands if we are to grasp the force of this text. Remember, we've talked about how Leviticus 19 is a pivotal chapter in the Old Testament. It is a pivotal chapter in the book of Leviticus. So if we want to get the full force of it, we want to really grasp what's going on here, then we really need, as we get going here, we really need to understand these two commands. Now, we can do this, understand these two commands, by focusing our attention on two matters. The first matter is the necessity of holiness. The second matter is the nature of holiness. So let's take the first one tonight, the necessity of holiness. Do you believe that holiness is a necessity? Okay, well, that's half the battle right there. The necessity of holiness. The necessity of holiness is found in the first primary commandment in 19:2, right? Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, right? There it is. Now, note the following factors relative to this command. What are you talking about? Well, number one, the necessity of holiness is seen by the fact that the entire nation of Israelites is commanded to be holy. It's not a suggestion. They're commanded to be holy. Thus, holiness is not an option. Holiness is an imperative. Holiness is a command. Everybody understand that? So the command also provides a motivation for holiness. We're talking about these following factors that are relative to this command. The command also provides a motivation for holiness. What do you mean by that? Well, certainly the fact that God commands His people to be holy should serve to motivate them, but that's not my main point here. The holiness of God is manifested in the deliverance of His people from Egypt, right? Amen? His deliverance of His people from Egypt, and by the manifestation of His glory from Mount Sinai, right? You can tell, if you're Israelite, the Old Testament, that because you've been delivered from Egypt, and because what you've seen go on Mount Sinai, that there's a what? A holy God. Yeah, there's a holy God. And guess what? That holy God wants me to be holy just like Him. Thus, the people should have been motivated to live a life of holiness based on their gratitude. Amen? Based on their gratitude for the redemption God had accomplished on their behalf. We're talking about factors relative to this command in 19:2. Number three, there is also a provision for the holiness which God required for His people. The law which was given as a part of the Mosaic covenant was God's standard of holiness, and obedience to this law was the means to holiness. Everybody say obedience. Obedience. Obedience, man. Obedience. Now, God did not command His people to be holy without telling them how to be holy, right? He wants them to be holy like Him, and He says, hey, this is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to be holy like me, right? We think about these factors that relate to 19:2. Number four, finally, God Himself provided the pattern for holiness. God's holy. I think everybody gets that, right? He's a holy God, right? It's the basis for Israel's holiness. God is holy is the basis for Israel's holiness. The holiness of God is thus thus the pattern for Israel's holiness. Israel was not only to be holy because God is holy, they were to be holy as like God is holy. The actions which God required were those which He had already performed on behalf of His people. So was God gracious to His people? Yeah. Are they to be gracious to one another? Yes. Was God loving to His people? Yeah. Were the people to be loving to each other? Absolutely. Amen. Getting it? Amen? That brings us now, that's the necessity of holiness. That brings us now this evening to the nature of holiness. Now, we have seen that holiness is a necessity for the people of God, but it remains for us to discern the nature of this holiness. So just what was the holiness which God required to be like? Just what was the holiness which God required to be like? What was it? Well, number one, holiness involved, here's this word again, holiness involved obedience. Everybody say obedience. Obedience. Holiness involved obedience to the commandments of God, right? Obedience. God did not leave His people in the dark as to what holiness consisted of. I mean, I think He's kind of clear here. The bottom line was that holiness consisted of obedience to the laws of God, obedience to His commandments. Holiness, number two, holiness involved sacrifice. And that is costly when we sacrifice, is it not? That is costly. Holiness entails sacrifice. Of course, holiness required sacrifices, those outlined earlier in the chapters of Leviticus. Remember the animals and bringing the animals and giving the animals dying and it's coming out of your flock and you're having to provide those animals. Costly. But more than this, every act of obedience to the commandments of God was a sacrificial act. How so? How so? Well, obedience to God's commandments was costly. No cutting the corners of one's fields. You can't cut the corner of your fields. That cuts into your profit margins. You can't do that. You've got to leave the corners of your fields. That's for those that are poor and needy, right? As did the selling with honest weights and measures. You can't try to make more than what's due you. You've got to have honest weights and measures. Well, that cuts into the profit margin. Abstaining from eating the fruit from one's trees for not 1 year or 2 years, but for 5 years. 5 years. And observing the Sabbath. Can't do any work on the Sabbath. That cuts into the... You see what I'm saying? Holiness was a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice. Holiness was more than a matter of observing religious rituals. It was intensely practical piety involving a wide variety of actions as part of one's everyday life. Now, at first, holiness involved those special ceremonies. It involved those special holy days. It involved going to that special place, the tabernacle, right? where rites were performed by a special priestly class, the Levites. The Levites, right? We're in Leviticus. We get that part. But chapter 19 kind of makes a pivot. 19 kind of makes a transition. It describes a very practical, everyday kind of holiness, of honoring parents, of honesty and kindness and compassion and justice. And isn't that how he dealt with his people? Yeah. He dealt with his people just like he's commanding them to deal with each other. See, holiness is the imitation of God. That's what it is. In the ultimate sense, living a holy life is the imitation of God, who alone is holy. Now, will we be perfect at it? No. But that doesn't mean we don't try. That doesn't mean we don't be led of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean that we don't submit. That doesn't mean that we don't bow and really work for the Lord. Yeah, man, we want to do that, right? In the ultimate sense, living a holy life is the imitation of God, who alone is holy. Thus, when our Lord came to the earth and he lived under the law, fully keeping the law, he alone manifested perfectly the holiness of God to men. Did he not? Jesus, right. Holiness was here to be revealed positively rather than negatively when Jesus came. It was to be revealed positively rather than negatively when Jesus came to this earth. Now, if you and I were honest, I believe that somewhere, maybe not in this group, but if we've got the larger church group together, I believe that we would have to admit, there would be some in the group would have to admit that we think that they think of holiness, they think of it in not positive terms, but in more negative terms. God's holiness, for example, in their mind, is thought of in terms of God's hatred of sin. God does hate sin, does he not? Yeah, he does hate sin. So they wouldn't be wrong in that thought, right? Does God judge sinners? Yes, he does. We don't judge them, but who does? God does. So they wouldn't be wrong in their thinking and thinking that. But this, of course, is one dimension, God hating sin and God judging sinners. That's one dimension of God's holiness. But it's not the dimension of focus in Leviticus 19. That's not what it's talking about here. See, God's holiness in Leviticus 19 was manifested by his compassion on the Israelites when they were afflicted in Egypt, right? And when he delivered them from their bondage, right? Think about your own Egyptian experience. Well, I ain't been to Egypt. Well, yeah, you have. You were a sinner, saved by grace. You were afflicted. When you got saved, you were what? Delivered. Amen? You were delivered. So true holiness is to be manifested by the people of God by their kindness, by their grace, by their compassion on others, especially the needy and the afflicted. Right? You know, he's not here. We can brag on him. Amen? Don't tell him we were talking about him. He'll get the big head. Amen? But you know this guy that comes in here, this guy Barry, right? Barry's always looking out for the needy guy, right? I can just see him down there at NRG. You know, he signs up on his little app on his phone to go do that little, you know, a lot of people got side hustle. Barry's side hustle is going down to the NRG and picking up some extra hours, unloading them semi-trucks. Can't you see Barry down there? You know, Barry's saved, amen? Barry's saved. You believe that? I believe he gives testimony of it, amen? I can see Barry down there. Hey, you guys thirsty? He busting up in the back of that CRV. He does that for us, right? We love it. I get through preaching on Sunday night or Wednesday night, he wants to give water. I'll take your cold water, amen? I just see him down there, you know? Barry down at NRG. He's going to be clean cut compared to most of those guys down there. Barry, in the midst of that NRG crowd, He's probably going to be one of the most sober guys down there. Amen? You been to NRG? You seen my little trucks down at NRG? That's a spicy group down there, right? A spicy group. Barry's down there in the midst of that, right? Showing compassion, amen? Showing love. I tell you what, I was never more blessed when I saw Barry sitting in the full-blown sun right here on VBS night, VBS family night, right? What had Barry done? Barry had found him a snow cone place and had paid his own money to fill an ice chest full of shaved ice. He brought that shaved ice up here. And then he said, you know, Pastor, they told me where to go and get the syrup. He goes, I went and got the syrup just where the snow cone place gets their syrup. And he goes to make me a snow cone. I'm like, whoa, Barry, whoa, 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 son. He's like, no, you got to have all this syrup. I go, no, I don't. No, I don't. I go, half that much. In fact, after he had made my snow cone, I came back and I had all this slushy ice and syrup in the bottom. I said, Barry, can I have a little more ice? Just a little more. He goes, you don't want any more syrup? No more syrup. Just put some fresh ice in it. It'll suck it up. Amen? You see those simple ways? Simple ways, right? I think a lot of times we overthink compassion and we overthink it. It's just simply seeing somebody struggling and giving them a little hand. Just a little hand, little help. Just a little love, little compassion, man. Amen? Praise the Lord. You tracking with me? I didn't have that down. I just felt led to share that tonight about old Barrycito. Amen. Miss old Barry. Hopefully we'll see him on Wednesday night. You did? Oh, get out of here. You probably getting more cases of water. Amen. Yes, he did. Amen. He's a billboard for the love of God. Amen. All right. Now, holiness is to be manifested by the people of God. Am I cutting out here? Holiness is to be manifested by his compassion on the Israelites when they were afflicted in Egypt and when he delivered them from their bondage. So too, holiness is to be manifested by the people of God, by their kindness, by their grace and compassion on others, especially the needy and the afflicted. Now, two sides to holiness. Remember I just mentioned the negative side, yes? God hates sin and he judges, right? And you remember there are some places in the Old Testament where the negative side of God's holiness is revealed and talked about, right? I mean, on the other hand of all this, if the negative aspects of God's holiness were in view here, then we should be reading of God's command for the Israelites to go into the land. What are they to do? They're to slay all those people that are in the land, right? They're not to marry them. They're not to have a dinner with them. They're to slay them, right? Cleanse the land, for I am holy, and you are to be a holy people after my name, for I am the Lord your God holy, right? Right? So that's the negative side. So all the Canaanites got to go. And when I say all the Canaanites, I'm talking about their kids had to go. It all had to be cleansed. But this is not the focus of the holiness which is here required. We're talking about a really good topic of being loving and compassionate. Notice we're not in the New Testament. To be loving and compassionate and to be helpful. Amen? So, as I end it tonight, what do I want to do? I want to get it back to Jesus. Can I do that? All right. And so, the positive and negative dimensions of God's holiness can both be seen in one person. And his name is Jesus. And they're both manifested in both of his advents. What do you mean by that? Well, in Jesus' first advent, in his first coming, right? Jesus first tabernacled with us here on earth in a human body. In his first coming, his incarnation, his ministry on earth, when he came to die and to be buried and to resurrect, for what? To save sinners such as us, right? Our Lord did not come to judge men. He did not do it. He did not come to judge men, but to grant them forgiveness. Amen? Does that kind of touch back to this morning a little bit for you? What were we talking about this morning? Forgiveness. John 3:17 says, back to John's gospel. John 3:17, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Amen? Thus, He could tell the woman, Jesus could tell the woman caught in the act of adultery, go and sin no more. Right? John chapter 8, verse 11. Now, in His second advent, His second coming, which is still future down the road, I don't know how far, but still future, our coming Lord will overthrow the wicked and He will judge the wicked. He'll overthrow His enemies and judge the wicked. The second advent, we've studied it in the book of Revelation. The second advent will be a bloody occasion. From the reports in the book of Revelation that we have gone over and over, it will be a serious, difficult time. Do you get that? Amen? Yet in both comings, in both advents, the holiness of God is revealed in the person and work of Christ. Thus, the important application that you do not want to miss but hold to in your heart of hearts is that holiness has both negative and positive manifestations. And we, as Christians, don't want to get ahead of God, right? We in the church age, right? Has Jesus come back yet? No. So what, preacher? We can know about the negative. We can know, we can preach on the negative. But when we're here together and we leave these four walls, we get out there in the world, we want to practice. We want to practice. We want to live a positive side of holiness. Amen? Know the negative. Understand the negative. No, He's coming back. Amen? No doubt about that. No, He's going to deal with it when He gets here. No, we win in the end. Yeah? But in the interim, in the meantime, in the in-between, we're going to practice the positive side of God's holiness. Amen, church? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight. We thank You, Lord, that we can finish it up, this little Bible study tonight. And Lord, we pray that You would be with us as we go through the rest of this week. And Lord, we'll have opportunities to express compassion. We'll have opportunities to be kind. We'll have opportunities to be loving, Lord, and show that positive side of holiness. I pray we'd take those things up. Lord, we would seize the day, those divine appointments You give us throughout the week. We would seize them. And Lord, we'd do it for Your glory and Your honor. And Lord, I pray that people would see us as different, see us as extraordinary, see us as peculiar as we are. But Lord, know that there's something loving about us, something compassionate within us. Something that drives us that's not of this world. And that's that Holy Spirit. That's that Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done in us and how You hold us for all eternity and how You keep us. Thank You for washing us here tonight. And Lord, we give You the praise and the glory for it. It's in Your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. All right, you're dismissed.